best chances in the afternoon and evening hours, but really you could see one at any hour. Overnight low temperature 75. Not much change tomorrow. Scattered storms for the lucky communities. Not every town will get one. High 93. Widely scattered storms around with low to mid 90s on Wednesday and Thursday. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Smart Skin Spa and Salon is the River Region's full-service med spa, day spa, and salon. Located in historic downtown Prattville. With over 500 square feet, Smart Skin offers over 100 services of all things beauty and relaxation. Find them online or on Facebook now. Enjoy delicious meat and three lunches that change daily and great burgers and salads at Peyton's Place. Check out Facebook for daily menus and use their drive-thru window for call-ahead orders. Don't forget that Peyton's Place offers catering. Peyton's Place on the Atlanta Highway across from Faulkner and now open Sundays for lunch.
Hi there, I'm Kim Williams with Alabama Home Mortgage. Let's be honest, most of us have already given up on our New Year's resolutions, but it's not too late to get your finances in shape. Make the call that will change it all. 567-4223. You don't believe me? Listen up. A teacher in Millbrook was able to pay off $30,000 worth of credit card debt by refinancing with Alabama Home Mortgage. And get this, her monthly mortgage payment went down. With a little tutoring, now her mortgage ranks top of the class. You heard me right. That money you've been looking for may very well be right there in your home. Quit making those minimum monthly payments on credit cards. It's time to pay them off for good. Call my team today at 567-4223 or visit us online at alahomemortgage.com. That's alahomemortgage.com to see just how much money you could be saving with an Alabama Home Mortgage. NMLS 1586-368, Equal Housing Lender.
You post, pin, blog, shop, share, like, tweet, and retweet. Now you can do it all and a lot more for just $24.99 a month. It's WOW's Internet 100. All the speed you need with no data caps. Act now and you can get Internet 100 for only $24.99 per month for 12 months with a 2-year agreement, auto pay, and paperless billing. Now that's something to post about and tweet and blog and email. Call now at 1-866-WOW-WAY-2. Equipment, taxes, and fees extra. Offer for new customers subject to change. Restrictions apply.
This hour of the program brought to you in part by our good friends over at Alabama Home Mortgage. Alabama Home Mortgage, 567-4223. 567-4223 on the web, alahomemortgage.com. NMLS number 1586368, Equal Housing Lender.
It's time for news and views from 9 till noon. Montgomery's conversational radio show. To join the conversation, call 272-9228. It's news and views from 9 till noon, only on News Talk 93.1 FM. Now, here's Baron and Jack.
People to know you're not the only one who can play obscure bumping music.
Yeah, but at least the obscure music I play is good.
It's a mad.
People are like, I can't tell if that's Guns N' Roses or Stone Temple Pilots. Yeah, well, there's a reason for that. All right, our number 272-9228, 5 minutes after 10 o'clock. Dave Mowry, Baron Coleman here with you from 9 until your daily scheduled nooner. We will be live all week this week, Monday through Friday.
Yeah.
No more of this taking days off business.
Yeah, all week.
I got a big week. I'm looking through my thing right now. We got a big week. We're going to have Tracy Kelly in tomorrow for the business break. She's going to do a good job.
Always does. She's always fun.
She's fun. She's easy to talk to on the air. Some people come in and they're just a little nervous.
Yeah, nervous is a part of it.
Not nervous at all. Not nervous at all. One more story with Alabama ties. Then we can leave the state completely. HBO's doing a documentary tomorrow night to examine the life of Brian Stevenson. He's a Montgomery resident.
Mm-hmm.
He's the founder of the Equal Justice Initiative. He's a fascinating man.
Very.
Very smart, very good guy. Some of the stuff he does I agree with, some I don't. But I guess that...
He'd probably say the same about you, Baron.
He'd probably say most of the stuff he does I disagree with.
I'm just saying.
Actually, it won't be tomorrow night. It'll be Wednesday. Today's the 24th, right? Yeah, it'll be Wednesday. Wednesday the 26th. The HBO documentary titled True Justice... Brian Stevenson's fight for equality. Now, here's what I like about the Equal Justice Initiative. Southern Poverty Law Center years ago represented death row inmates, stuff like that. Then they realized that didn't really pay the rent real well. And racism paid the rent far better. People are far more likely to donate money to you to stamp out racism than they are to free some guy who probably did it on a technicality from death row.
Right.
But I like Brian Stevenson's fight because he points out something obvious, which is, now Brian Stevenson in the last couple of years has figured out what the SPLC figured out years ago, which is racism pays a lot more than death penalty. That's why he opened the lynching museum over there.
Not for nothing, like props up half of Montgomery's economy right now.
Right, that's what I'm saying, because racism sells, baby. Racism sells.
Well,
nobody wants to donate money to free people off death row, but they'll donate money to racism, to fight racism.
Mm-hmm. Even though they're kind of intertwined.
No, they absolutely are, and that's what I love about Brian Stevenson's work is, and it's one of the reasons I'm so vehemently against the death penalty. It's not equally applied. If you're a black guy and you go kill a cute white girl, you're toast. Chance of you getting death penalty is very high.
Mm-hmm.
You're a white guy and go kill an ugly black girl, I see you in 6 years, bro.
Yeah.
You'll be out soon. It's just not equally applied. Plus, there are all kinds of problems in Alabama with judicial override and everything else.
Yeesh.
There's no reason in the year 2019, in these United States of America, when it's cheaper to keep someone alive for the duration of their life in prison than it is to prosecute them and put them to death. So you lose money on the death penalty. It doesn't discourage anybody. Nobody goes out there and they're about to knock over a liquor store and like, wait a minute, I'm not going to do this because 32 years from now they might execute me in Atmore.
Right.
Never going to happen. Nobody's mad at their wife or their husband and they pull out a knife to stab them in the neck in the middle of the night and go, actually, I think I'm not going to do that tonight. Because if I was just going to get life in prison, of course I would kill this guy. But I might get the death penalty 35 years from now after 400 appeals have exhausted. So I'm probably not going to commit murder tonight. It's not a discouragement.
No, it's not.
It's not cheaper. It's unequally applied.
And most of the people that, I don't know about most, but a lot of people that, like, they go through it and then they feel like, wow, I thought that I would get closure from that, and they don't.
Of course not. Of course not, because it doesn't bring your loved one back.
It's revenge.
Yeah. Vengeance is mine, said the Lord. And so I do like his work, most of it. Sometimes he'll defend somebody so heinous. I'm like, eh. But I've defended some heinous people on constitutional issues, not because I liked their work, but because I was intrigued by the constitutional wrinkle of their case, and so I've traveled and helped defend them. He's originally from Delaware, Brian Stevenson. He went to Harvard Law School. In 1985, he joined the Southern Center for Human Rights and moved to Atlanta. He soon earned directorship of the Alabama Capital Representation Resource Center's Montgomery office, a federally funded death penalty defense organization. And he launched his own Equal Justice Initiative.
Yeah.
He does well for himself. He's a smart guy. I think he's a professor at Columbia or something now.
Sorry.
And he travels back and forth.
I've never met him.
I've only met him the one time, and it was in passing. He will not have remembered meeting me. But like most famous people, he meets a lot more people than the people that meet famous people meet.
Right.
You meet one famous person. He meets hundreds of people every day, so he doesn't remember me, but I do remember him.
Yeah, and also don't expect famous people to be cool to you either.
Yeah, no.
That's one of Dave's life rules.
Yeah, it's part of it.
Because if they are, then that's great. But if they're not, then you got what you probably deserved.
What's that?
Just to, like, get high-hatted or whatever. I mean, you know, like, if you're breaking into somebody's dinner or something, you know. Just saying.
Well, but anyway, I mentioned all that to say it's going to be on HBO. It's got Montgomery ties.
It'll be good.
People ought to try to watch it, either on demand or on HBO to go or just live whenever it airs Wednesday night. I don't know. People are probably doing other stuff. We almost had a war over the weekend.
Oh, really? But then it didn't happen?
Yeah. Sunday on Meet the Press, Trump basically backs the bus over that loser, John Bolton.
Mm-hmm.
And says what I've been saying on the radio. I swear Trump listens to this program. I think after he turns off Morning Mika, he picks it back up and turns the radio on, application-wise. Here's a report of something Trump said over the weekend. He said of his aides, primarily Bolton, "These people want to push us into a war, and it's so disgusting." That is allegedly what he said to an aide. Here's how it reads. President Trump bucked most of his top national security advisors by abandoning retaliatory strikes in Iran on Thursday. In private conversations Friday, Mr. Trump reveled in his judgment, certain about his decision to call off the attacks, while speaking of his administration as if removed from the center of it. Quote, "These people want to push us into a war, and it's so disgusting. We don't need any more wars." Mr. President, Mr. God Emperor of the United States, the cowboy, the very stable genius, the doctor, the President of the United States, the POTUS, the GIOTUS, Donald J. Trump, you're starting to sound like a News and Views host.
For real.
We've got four microphones. Dave and I are here every day. Jack's coming back at some point. We have an extra microphone, Mr. President. We would love to have you on every day from 9 to noon. Because you fit in nicely with us up here. There are some wars that are absolutely necessary. Getting your toy plane shot out of the air is not one of them. So that's what he said allegedly in private. Now here's what he said on his Meet the Press interview. He was... Actually, he's doing more of these. Todd Stacey noted this morning, and he's right, in his AL Daily News email. He's doing more of these sit-down
interviews. Yeah, they've definitely busted some of these out recently.
You know why I think he's doing it? It's harder for Chuck Todd to attack the president. And not hard. I mean, he'll still do it, but it's harder for him to attack the president after spending time with him like that. It's harder for George Stephanopoulos to attack the president after spending 30 hours with him.
Mm-hmm.
When you know somebody, it humanizes them. It's harder to just savage them.
Yep.
Especially when you see him being nice to the staff.
Yep.
And you worked with the Clintons and realized they weren't. As in the case of Snuffleupagus. But here's what Donald Trump had to say about his advisors. He said, "I have two groups of people. I have doves and I have hawks." And then he's talking about John Bolton. He said, if it was up to him, he'd take on the whole world at one time, okay? I think I like what Trump has done here. He's a dove. But he has surrounded himself with hawks. And it keeps the other side off balance. They don't know if you're going to attack. They don't know if you're going to win the day or if the hawks are going to talk you into it. But I like that he surrounds himself with people who think differently than he does, that don't like him, frankly. I like that. But I do wish he'd have more people like me around him. Loyal people, down to the bitter end. He'll tell them the truth, but down to the very, very bitter end. He also had something else to say on Meet the Press about an Alabama figure.
Oh, yeah?
We'll tell you what that is after the break.
It's not exactly very kind.
Not a kind statement he made about a native Alabama son and former statewide elected official. We'll tell you what it was after the break, quarter after 10 o'clock. Our number 272-9228 if you want to get in. Job is very hard to drink. Maybe hard to
If it concerns your community, you'll hear about it on News Talk 93.1. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Once upon a time, if you had a water leak under your house or a broken drain line, the only solution was to dig. Don't dig a hole. Call Cole. Cole Plumbing can repair any damaged or leaking pipes without digging in most cases. Cole Plumbing relines, repairs, and renews your pipes and with minimal interruption to your routine. All work comes with a limited warranty. Call Cole Plumbing today at 279-8919. And remember, you don't have to dig a hole. You can call Cole. Call 279-8919 today.
Traditionally, plumbers repair defective water, sewer, drain, and other pipelines by digging holes, breaking into floors, slabs, or walls. This type of destruction is a last resort at Cole Plumbing. With our unique pipelining technology, we can eliminate demolition that causes extreme inconvenience, disruption, and expense. Also, it's safer. So don't dig a hole. Call on Cole at 279-8919 or find us at coleplumbing.com. You'll be pleased you did. And remember, when you have trouble with your bowl, call on Cole.
Bum, 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 Mr. Sandman.
Okay, this is David, and it's too early for our 4th of July sale, and I've milked Memorial Day for all it's worth, so I'm having an anniversary sale. I really don't remember exactly when I opened my first store, so now is as good a time as any. Our new lineups from Serta, Beautyrest, Jameson, Southern, and Diamond have arrived, and they include some fabulous mattresses from Extremely Firm to Sink In Plush, with nice queen mattresses from $249 and kings from $299, all the way up to really luxurious mattresses in the $2,000 to $3,000 range. We also discount headboards, beds, and adjustable bases every day. With over twice the selection of the other stores on display, many exclusive in this area, lowest prices, great customer service, and mattresses in stock, it's no surprise we keep getting voted Montgomery's favorite. We're open 10 to 6 Monday through Saturday in Montgomery and Tuesday through Saturday in Millbrook. Mr. Sandman Mattress Superstores, locally owned and operated by someone you can actually talk to, me.
How much do you earn with your checking account? Start earning more. Start earning 4 with Guardian Credit Union's Ultimate Checking Account. You'll earn 4% APY on your average daily balance. You'll also get free online and mobile banking, a free instant issue debit card, an awards program, and more. Open an Ultimate Checking Account today at Guardian Credit Union and start earning more. Start earning 4. Go to myguardiancu.com for details. Federally insured by NCUA.
This is David with Mr. Sandman Mattress. I have been advertising with Blue Water Broadcasting for over 20 years with great results. Their many station formats help me reach a broad cross-section of the local market and have helped me succeed in the highly competitive mattress business.
Call us at Blue Water Broadcasting and find out how we can help grow your business. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
This hour of the program brought to you in part by our good friends over at Alabama Home Mortgage. Alabama Home Mortgage, 567-4223, 567-4223, on the web, alahomemortgage.com, NMLS number 1586368, Equal Housing Lender.
Guys, welcome back in 20 minutes after 10 o'clock. Dave Mowry, Baron Coleman here with you from 9 to noon. My man Riley Manning here for you for the last 50-plus years and on into the future. Riley Manning's amazing. Riley Manning Painting. Riley Manning Painting, the greatest painting contracting firm of all time. It's widely known, he's a renowned painting contractor. Widely known, he's the best painting contractor in Montgomery. He is the dean of the lot. All of them look up to him. He's been around the longest. He does the best job. He's done the biggest jobs, the smallest jobs, with the best attitude and smile. And he's just a great guy, and he does a fantastic job. Someone contacted me the other day and said they had Riley Manning in their driveway. A listener to this program said they had Riley Manning in their driveway. In their driveway. And he was doing some work over at their place. So, love Riley Manning. Want you to give him a call. The moment you realize you have some kind of painting need, 799-1284, 799-1284. You can check them out online, RileyManningPainting.com. Every job comes with that million-dollar smile and that Riley Manning guarantee. You pay only after the job's complete and only after you are satisfied. Riley Manning, RileyManningPainting.com, 799-1284. Our number, if you want to get into this program, 272-9228, 272-9228. Dave Mowry, Baron Coleman here with you from 9 to noon. Alan.
Hi. So, I have a question for you.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
John Bolton.
Uh-huh.
The fact that John Bolton wants to take on the entire world, I'm guessing that's not news to you, is it?
No, he's a warmonger.
Exactly. That's who he's been for as long as we've known his name. If that is not who Donald Trump is, and I'm inclined to believe that that's not who Donald Trump is, why is he in the position that he's in now?
Two reasons. Okay. One is I was outspoken against his nomination for this position when he came up, but whatever. Two reasons. One is Trump is a dove, but you can't let your enemies know you're a dove run by doves. I mean, then you'll be like Justin Trudeau up in Canada, right? I mean, he might as well put on a dress. The guy has no manhood anywhere in his body. You don't want to be Justin Trudeau. You don't want to be...
Do you know that from personal experience?
Oh, yeah, you can look at him. I saw the way he was sitting in that interview with the president, or that press conference with the president. I mean, he sat like a woman. So he's terrible. You don't want to end up that guy. You know, everybody knows Justin Trudeau's just the worst person on earth. But see, you can't let your enemies know you're a dove. You got to make them think you'll annihilate them at a moment's notice. That's why they behave. You know, you got to have the carrot and the stick. And you got to have the big, we got nuclear sticks all over the place. We got aircraft carriers. We got submarines. We've got bombers. We've got sticks galore. Attack helicopters that'll fly up out of nowhere, mow your house
your
down,
children.
and then
the real murder birds.
Yeah,
and they'll come back and they'll kill your grandparents.
Right. Exactly. And you got to let people know those exist and you got somebody willing to use them. Right. But see, and then the second thing is, I think Trump likes people who have the opposite instinct he has. So his instinct is to sit back and be peaceful. He likes people who will give him the opposite so that he can have almost a dualistic conversation, you know, hear it from both sides and figure out where he wants to go. And I think that's why John Bolton's there. I think that's why a lot of those people are there. I think that's why the guy with the bags under his eyes, what was his name? Mattis. Magdalene. I think that's why Mattis was there.
Okay, so that's a fair point, but if your goal with the president is to get us out of these wars and out of these conflicts, I can totally respect having different...
Because he's strong enough to do it. Your question is, why would he have all these hawks around? Because he's strong enough to resist.
That was not my question. My question was, if you put people in place who agree with you, can't you further your interests more?
No, it makes it worse. See, if he had a bunch of doves in there, if he had me in there as a national security advisor, or me in there as a Department of Defense guy, my last instinct is to go to war. Well, that's Trump's last instinct. So we'll never go to war, right? Iran could run us over. Iran could start taking over countries and do all that, and we just let them go.
They would never do. That's what we do, even though they're the bad guys. We're the ones. Okay, I have a question for you. If Iran had invaded and occupied Canada, and Iran had invaded and occupied Mexico, and Iran had candidates singing bomb, 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 U.S. like we did, if we didn't have nukes and we weren't seeking to get them, would we be stupid or suicidal?
Okay. You're foolish if you don't believe Iran is taking over other countries.
They have proxies. They have quote-unquote terrorist groups. Well, they do dirty, nasty things in certain countries. Yes. Are they running puppet governments the way that we do for the countries on both sides of them? Nah.
You've never heard of Hezbollah?
Hezbollah is not the majority party in Lebanon.
You've never heard of them, I guess.
I have heard of Hezbollah. They do not run Lebanon.
Yeah, they run a tremendous...
They run a portion of
operation at Lebanon. A tremendous operation at Lebanon. You've never heard of the Houthis, whatever, in Yemen?
I've heard.
What do you think Hezbollah and Houthis are doing? What do you think they're doing out there?
I think that they, in their wildest dreams, could never run a country the way we run Iraq and the way we run Afghanistan. So, yeah, I'm not saying Iran's a good country.
But you understand that's what's... You know Hamas?
Yes, I'm not saying that Iran has no negative intention. I'm not saying that.
So this is my point. These are paramilitary organizations, just flat-out military organizations, who are running these countries, who are dictating foreign policy in these countries.
What country does Hamas run?
The Palestinian territory?
Not so much. I mean, not even the Gaza Strip completely. What's the other one? It's not the Gaza Strip. What's that one? I can't think of it. They certainly don't run that one.
Okay. you're just out to lunch on this. Iran absolutely has huge financial and military interests in countries all over the Middle East. And, you know, to act like they're somehow, you know, we're just a cultured country that wants to sit around here and eat Persian food and harken back to the good old days. And we just want to be peaceful people. They just want to build a few nuclear reactors is all. And we're not going to build nuclear weapons. I mean, why would we do such a thing? I have no idea why the United States keeps trying to... thanks for your call. We have no idea why the United States keeps trying to attack us and say ugly, mean, nasty things about us. We're not going to parrot the Iranian talking points on here. They're bad dudes. Does that mean I want to go to war with them? No, there are other ways to deal with them. I mean, one of the ways that Trump dealt with them over the weekend was he went after their military computer infrastructure. That's badass. Good luck launching a missile with no computers. Everything's run on computers. But to sit back and act like Hamas and Hezbollah and the Houthis don't have Iranian connections or that they don't have influence, all three of those organizations are destroying the countries they're in.
Mm-hmm.
They're doing it with cash given to the Iranians, by Obama. Cash. Untraceable cash. The worst. Absolutely the worst. You know who's the best? Auburn House Wash. 826-WASH. 826-WASH. AuburnHouseWash.com. You can find them there. You can even find them on Facebook. They're hiring right now. They're hiring somebody for right here in the River Region. You can make good money, $50,000 or more a year. You're outside in the sun. You're meeting people at their house. You're walking around. My friend over at Heirloom Jewelers Troop Booth, he used Auburn House Wash to clean that shopping center over there. Gorgeous. Go by and look at it. You want to see what they can do? Go by and look at it. Go by and look at the Heirloom Jewelers Shopping Center. It's amazing. Absolutely amazing. Auburn House Wash was over there. Got the whole thing cleaned up. They did a great job. Auburn House Wash, just amazing. Just good people. 826-WASH. 826-WASH. Find them online, auburnhousewash.com, or check them out on Facebook. More Dave and Barron. I guess more Iranian talking points if more lefties want to call in. It's amazing. Absolutely amazing. How the Obama administration convinced lefties that Iran was like somehow good people. If we just gave them hundreds of billions of dollars in nuclear weapons, I'm sure they'll be fine.
When I was young, I knew everything. See, a punk who rarely ever took advice. Now I'm guilt-stricken, sobbing with my head on the floor. Stopping baby's breath and a shoe full of rice. No, can't be held responsible.
Giving voice to liberty in our time. The Joey Clark Radio Hour. Monday through Friday, 6 to 7 p.m. on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Hey guys, Baron Coleman here for my friend Troop Booth over at Heirloom Jewelers. Heirloom Jewelers is on Vaughn Road, just east of Bell Road, right across from Do Re Mi Karaoke. At Heirloom Jewelers, you can buy, sell, or trade jewelry. And Troop Booth is the salesperson, the general manager, the owner. Troop Booth is everything at Heirloom Jewelers, which means you don't pay markup for salespeople and general managers and all that other stuff like you do at the other places. You want to buy, sell, or trade jewelry right here in the River Region? Go to Heirloom Jewelers on Vaughn Road, Tuesday through Friday till 5 o'clock, Saturday, 9 till noon. Heirloom Jewelers.
Noble here with Dixie Electric Plumbing and Air. Join us this month as we donate a portion of our proceeds to Folds of Honor, a scholarship program for the children of service members who died or were disabled in the line of duty. Thank you for your support.
License number 15033.
Get ready to go 0 to 60K at Wind Creek Montgomery. Take the fast track to excitement and win your share of $60,000 or a 2019 Dodge Charger. Earn chances to win every Wednesday in June, and at the weekly drawing starting at 6 p.m., you could win a share of $5,000 free play. Then, at the grand prize drawing on June 26th, we're giving away a Dodge Charger SXT in our 0 to 60K giveaway. Only at Wind Creek Montgomery.
This hour of the program brought to you in part by our good friends over at Alabama Home Mortgage. Alabama Home Mortgage, 567-4223. 567-4223 on the web, ALAHomeMortgage.com. NMLS number 1586368, equal housing lender.
From the Fox Business Network, stocks are trading higher. Scott Martin of Kingsview Asset Management says trade concerns have eased.
I believe it's the markets looking at a couple things. Yes, the trade wars are maybe not going to escalate from here. Maybe they're going to level off as they kind of have. And also, I believe that companies are making other plans. You know, they're moving supply chains. Now, that does take a long time. It's turning a battleship. But as we go to Vietnam, as we go to Thailand, there's other solutions in place here.
AutoNation says it's hiring more than 500 technicians at service and collision centers. It's in 325 locations across the U.S. AutoNation shares are lower. Coffee lovers are heading to Dunkin'. Analysts at Wedbush say sales at Dunkin' stores are stronger than expected, helped by new espresso beverages and by business after breakfast. Dunkin' brand shares are up 1%. With the Fox Business Report, I'm Jenny Cosola.
You don't want to mess with the IRS. They have the power to garnish your paycheck, levy your bank accounts, and even take your home or business. That's all true. But thankfully, they're offering a way out. The Fresh Start Initiative. If you qualify, you could save thousands. The experts at Optima Tax Relief will fight to get you the best possible tax settlement, and they have an A-plus rating with the BBB. Call Optima for your free consultation.
Call 800-410-6744. 800-410-6744.
Optima Tax Relief.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking, a family-owned company with competitive pay and great benefits. Good home time and new equipment arriving daily. Be a part of the family. Give Wiley Sanders a call at 855-777-9785.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. The heat and humidity continues this week. A steamy forecast with a high temperature today in the middle 90s. Triple-digit heat indices for, what, the fourth day in a row? Spotty random storms will be around. The best chances in the afternoon and evening hours, but really, you could see one at any hour. Overnight low temperature 75. Not much change tomorrow. Scattered storms for the lucky communities. Not every town will get one. High 93. Widely scattered storms around with low to mid-90s on Wednesday and Thursday. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Have you guys tried Nuke's Eatery, where everything is served fresh? I just enjoyed one of their 7 real meal deals with a full handcrafted sandwich for just $8.99. Choose a side and a 32-ounce drink. A real meal, only $8.99. Plus, save time when you order online. Some restrictions may apply.
Guys, welcome back in.
What the hell's going on in the Dominican Republic?
Seriously. Does this make people die all the time and we just never hear about it?
That's up to 12.
At the Hard Rock.
Yeah, wild. All right, our number 272-9228 if you want to get in. 272-9228. Dave Mowry, Baron Coleman here with you. Doing a couple things. One is we're playing the greatest bumper music of all time. Period. End of story. And for those of you who thought the music on Friday was a little too eclectic, let me just say this.
Wrong.
Wrong. Sometimes you need eclectic. It reminds you that there are other things out there. We tend to get in a little loop here and play a lot of the same stuff. Actually, though, that's not as true as I thought it was.
No, it's not.
Because Dave's been keeping track.
Although we have played 3 repeats today.
Have we?
Yeah.
Well, I've been gone. I can't remember what we played.
4, actually.
4 repeats? 5 repeats?
Not including Manic Monday.
Well, I don't consider it a repeat if you haven't played it in 2 weeks.
Oh, okay.
That's my definition of repeat.
That's probably about right.
If I hadn't played a song in 2 or 3 weeks, I've never played it.
I hear you.
That's all the farther my memory goes back. I'm not one of those people that can sit here and tell you. Now, I can tell you pretty much if we played a song last Wednesday.
Right.
But I can't tell you we played a song 6 Wednesdays ago. Might as well never played it.
Well, I mean, and the fact that we always have to be like, did we talk about this on air? Or did we talk about it off air? Or did we text about it? Like, wait a minute. I know we've covered this.
And sometimes the same day.
Right.
Like, we'll have talked about something during the 9 o'clock hour, and I'll say, did we talk about it on air or right. off air? Just proof that the conversation never ends around here. We just take commercial breaks. You guys leave, but the conversation keeps going.
That's right.
That's why we got to get the pay-per-view side up.
That's right.
I'm curious if people would pay for that. Nonstop. Mic's open at all times. All times, Dave.
I'm giving him a look like, are we sure we want to do this? Well, if they're going to do it, they got to pay a lot.
Even when we talked about compromised individuals. Oh, speaking of.
Interesting.
President Trump was asked what was the biggest mistake of his administration to date. If he could do one do-over as president, what would it be? That was Chuck Todd's question to the God Emperor of the United States, the President of the United States, Donald J. Trump. He said, well, it would be personnel. Chuck said, who is it? And the Geota says, I would say if I had one do-over, it would be I would not have appointed Jeff Sessions to be Attorney General. That would be my one. Chuck Todd said, that your in your mind, that's your worst mistake? He said, that was the biggest mistake.
That's a, yeah, that's a pretty big deal.
Jeff Sessions was one of Trump's biggest supporters early on.
Mm-hmm.
He was at the original Trump rally down in Mobile. I remember getting calls from people that day.
Yeah.
When you going to this Trump rally in Mobile? Oh, man, I got things to do. I got calls from probably 7 or 8 elected officials. Should I go? Is this going to ruin my career if I go? Is it going to ruin my career if I don't?
Right. Yeah, people didn't quite know what to do.
People didn't know what to do in August of 2015 or whenever that was, that rally. People didn't know what to do. Do we go? Do we not go? I told them all go. Every one of them. I said go. What's the worst that can happen? I said if something terrible happens, call a press conference and decry it.
Mm-hmm.
If nothing terrible happens and he ends up being president, you were at the first rally. There's no downside to this. There's no downside to this. They're not going to take pictures of me there and use it against me in my next campaign? No. Wrong.
I mean, now if you go to a Hillary rally, they would.
Let me tell you.
Well, why would you go there?
I, for a long time, tried to make heads or tails of Jeff Sessions being as lousy as he was. I came up with all sorts of excuses and theories. I came up with everything I could think of until I had to abandon all... What's the word I'm looking for?
Pretense?
No, all hope.
Okay.
All hope that
Jeff Sessions... Abandon all hope, ye who enter here.
Yeah, I had to abandon all hope that Jeff Sessions was a good guy when Cliff Sims was caught recording the God Emperor of the United States and writing a trash book about him. A novel, basically. It wasn't a real book. At that point, I realized Jeff Sessions, because Jeff Sessions is the only reason Cliff Sims was on the campaign. He's the only reason Cliff Sims was in the White House. That Donald thought he could trust Jeff Sessions, and if Jeff recommended somebody, so be it.
Yep.
Nobody else in Trump world would have recommended Cliff Sims, of all people. I mean, my God, have you seen the picture of him in a vest? Have you not?
Mm-mm.
Oh. Wait. I'll show it to you during a break. It's one of the great pictures of all time. If somebody wants to save me the time of trying to find it on my phone and text it to me, that would be great. There's no one else who would have recommended Cliff Sims. And Cliff Sims went in there, and it was clear by the time he left, he was there for a little over a year. It was clear by the time he left, he was a plant and a sabotage from the beginning. He was a leaker from the beginning. I knew very early on when people were saying, who are the leaks? Who are the leaks? I said on this radio program.
You did.
Cliff Sims and Rick Dearborn. Fire both of them, the water stops. You know how I knew that? Because I was getting things in Alabama that weren't yet national. And those were the only two in the administration with Alabama ties. Which means they were telling their buddies, and their buddies were telling me. Had to be. There's really no other explanation that I could possibly think of. So in my opinion, those were the leaks. Those were at least huge leaks. By the end of it, Cliff Sims was actively trying to sabotage the president. By the end of it, he got a reportedly million dollar advance to write a trash novel about the president. Just make up stories. Got to do Colbert. Got to do The View. I'd like to do The View. Go toe-to-toe with Meghan McCain. Speaking of Meghan McCain.
My father. Have you seen that? There's like a supercut of her, yeah, like every time she... My father.
You know Jason Fifield, or Jason goes by Fifi now?
Yeah, he was in here, remember? Yeah. As the liberal troll.
Right. He,
the Bernie bro.
She was talking on Twitter about her father and something like this, and Jason said, so just to be clear, who is your father? And she wrote back and said, Al Gore.
Okay, so pretty funny.
It was
funny.
A great comeback. Yeah. Absolutely a great comeback.
Yeah, that's fantastic. There is nothing better, though, than deadpanning someone on something like that.
Yeah.
Like, did I ever tell you the time that I was at this thing, and, you know, it was some event, and, you know, we were younger. Well, where'd you go to school? I went to the University of Georgia. Oh, I went to Harvard. And I just looked at him dead in the face and went, do they play SEC football? And he's like, no, like Harvard University. I was like, never heard of it.
Yeah.
It's like, no, like Harvard. It's in the Ivy League. So, just to be clear, not the SEC, right? And then, like, later on, like, I see him over there, like, that moron didn't know what Harvard was. I don't care.
You know what they say? CrossFitter, a vegan, and a guy went to Harvard. That's right. In a bar. How do you know?
That's right.
They won't shut the hell up about it.
Shut up about it.
All right. So, Meghan McCain, who, by the way, is a total 7, but could be a 9.9 if she would lose about 100 pounds. She's got a very pretty face. She's just a big girl.
Bit of a porker.
There's a woman named Marianne Williamson. She's running for president on the... I guess I'm a witch ticket.
Yeah, she's the crystals and spells and,
yeah,
you know, Eye of Newt chick.
But she was on... apparently, she does not believe in mandatory vaccination.
Well, I mean,
and she was on...
Shocker!
She was on The View, and Meghan McCain went after her bad. And now she's asking for an apology.
Shocking news out of, you know, wherever
they
are.
I don't understand why she didn't look at her crystal ball and figure out that was coming. I don't know. I don't disagree with much of what the witch said.
She apparently thinks that her her vote is unrepresented in polling because they're not your typical Democratic primary voters. That's what she said.
I'm surprised she made the debate. Now, let me tell you, this could be bonkers if she gets a question. I don't think they'll ask her a question.
Oh,
they had to do it with Trump. These right. outsiders, he was polling so high, they had to. So what they did was, the first debate, Megyn Kelly tries to sabotage him from the beginning.
Mm-hmm.
You call women fat pigs.
Only Rosie O'Donnell.
Wrong. So they tried to sabotage him because they had to ask him questions. So every question was hostile. That's how you know Chris Wallace and Meghan McCain are horrible, lousy people.
Well,
but this Marianne Williamson woman, no one's ever heard of
her. They definitely should have put the, I think they should have set the reserve higher.
Like, yes.
It'd be like 1%.
It's 1%
and 65,000.
In two national polls, 60,000 donors and at least 1,000 from 20 states.
Yeah.
It's garbage.
Yeah, it's, well, and now you got, you know, two 10-person
yeah.
debates.
And they're not taking the top 10 and bottom 10. They're taking
random
draw.
Yeah.
So you could end up with no hitters in one, or all the hitters in one, or half the hitters in one, half in the other. It's just garbage.
This is dumb.
Meghan McCain owes Marianne Williamson an apology, according to her spokesperson, Maurice Daniel, for addressing Williamson rudely, dismissively, and with total disrespect, and for comparing her to Donald Trump, which couldn't be further from the truth. I wish you'd compare me to Donald Trump. You know.
Right.
If we're comparing people.
Cowboy, the doctor?
The doctor, the god emperor of the United States. Chase Interiors. Compare me to Chase Interiors. Compare me to Trey from Chase Interiors. How about that? You know why? Because this guy only focuses on one thing. Just like I focus on globalist corporatist whores,
mm-hmm.
This guy focuses on walls and ceilings. It's the same thing. I mean, same concept. Just different industries.
I'm sure that when he's giving people quotes, that's what he says.
You know the guy on the radio only focuses on...
Well, we do that, but like for ceiling.
And walls.
And your walls are terrible.
Well, I focus on globalist corporatist whores.
Right.
And globalist and corporatists.
Mm-hmm.
So there's two things.
That's right.
The whores and the globalist corporatists who feed them.
And he focuses on?
Walls and ceilings.
Walls and ceilings.
He's drywall sheetrock extraordinaire. I mean, it doesn't matter what you want to do. Somebody steps through the ceiling while they're up in the attic. You get some water leak from a water heater or AC drain line. Doesn't matter what it is. Now, they're not going to go out there and do your stuff out in the front yard.
Right.
They're not going to be planting grass and cutting shrubs. And they're not going to, you know, try to do the electrical work or the gas work. No, walls and ceilings, bro. Walls and ceilings. That's it. They can match ceiling textures. They can get rid of ceiling texture altogether and make that ceiling smooth. I know a lot of people, you walk in, they got those textured ceiling. Call Trey. 799-1502. You can get rid of it. If you got that old panel from the 60s and you want to get it knocked down and put some drywall up and paint it, 799-1502. Check them out online, chaseinteriors.com, chaseinteriors.com. That's it. Plain and simple. Walls, ceilings, Chase Interiors. Walls, ceilings, Chase Interiors. Anything else, call someone else. Walls and ceilings, call Chase Interiors. We'll be back.
Broadcast in all the land. Happy Hour with Greg Budell and Joey Clark. Afternoons 3 to 6 on the River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
United for your comfort.
Shane is here from United, number one in the River Region when it comes to your indoor comfort. I know there are a lot of different name brands out there. So if someone needs a system service or repair, does it matter what brand it is?
Not at all. At United, our service techs are trained to service and repair all brands.
What if it was installed by another company?
It doesn't matter. United's service team is here for you 24/7, and we service thousands of families here in the River Region.
Don't waste your time with another company when United will give you prompt service at a fair price with 100% satisfaction guaranteed by trained technicians.
Sign up for our affordable yearly maintenance plan to help avoid a major repair with a major cost and get 15% off any service repair throughout the year.
United's service team is on standby and here for you. For the number one AC, heating, plumbing, and electrical service team in the River Region, call United today at 262-0247.
Or visit unitedheating.net and check us out on Facebook.
Alabama certification number 84560.
United for your comfort.
Stark Insurance Agency is celebrating 90 years of business. Since 1929, they've been helping give the people and businesses of the River Region confidence moving forward by insuring the very people and places that you love so much. Over 50% of their commercial business is locally owned. The Stark Agency, 90 years and going strong. Call them today at 334-263-5535 or online at starkagency.com.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/work. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. It finds them for you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within the first day. ZipRecruiter. The smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. Just go to this exclusive web address, ZipRecruiter.com/work. That's ZipRecruiter.com/work. ZipRecruiter.com/work.
This hour of the program brought to you in part by our good friends over at Alabama Home Mortgage. Alabama Home Mortgage, 567-4223. 567-4223 on the web, ALAHomeMortgage.com. NMLS number 1586368, Equal Housing Lender.
Intellectually honest, philosophically consistent radio. News and views from 9 till noon. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
right, guys. Welcome back in. Dave Mowry, Baron Coleman here with you. 9 minutes till the top of the hour. Alabama Home Mortgage. Remember how they? I said Chase and Terry's focused on two things, walls and ceilings? Ken Williams, two things.
New
home purchases, refinancing. That's it. Mortgages. Or actually one thing, mortgages. There's so many people that try to do it all. And I'm telling you, when you just focus on one or two things, sometimes you do it better. Sometimes you do it better. There's some industries where you can get a little concentric diversification. You'll be fine. Mortgage lending, not one of them. You got to spend all day long just doing mortgages to understand mortgage lending. That's what Kim Williams does. She's been doing it for decades. So call her, 567-4223. 567-4223. She is right now probably looking at the computer, watching the 10-year Treasury note, and freaking out about how low it is, and calling everybody who needs to consider refinancing and say, why in the hell haven't you refinanced yet? I ask myself that question all the time. Why are there people in my radio listening audience who have not refinanced their house? Or at least called to see if they can. At least called to see if they can. Call her, 567-4223. Her NMLS number 1586368. She's an equal housing lender. Speaking of borrowing, Dave. Bernie Sanders out right now saying he wants to forgive $1.6 trillion in student debt, fund free state colleges for everybody, but wipe out all existing student loan debt for undergrad. Now, here's what I don't understand. If they're going to wipe out all existing student loan debt, what about the poor dumbass who just spent the last 5 years working his ass off, living in reduced living conditions, driving an old car, not vacationing, eating rice and beans at home to pay off his student loan debt? And let's say he wipes out 50, 80, 100,000 of it.
Mm-hmm.
If you got $100,000 of student loan debt, you have a toll booth to the middle class that is nearly insurmountable.
Mm-hmm.
Nearly insurmountable, unless you make like $250 a year. You're probably not going to get to the middle class anytime soon. You're going to look at your paycheck and go, wow, I make all this money. Let's say you make what, 60 grand? Is that about what people make?
I don't know.
50, 60 grand? And you got 100 grand in student loan debt.
Right.
Yeah. Well, you might as well make 30.
Right.
You might as well make 30. Because the first after-tax dollars you're paying are going to student loan debt. You can't bankrupt it. You can't get away from it. And I understand the need from people who have $100,000 in student loan debt to get a gender studies degree where they studied classes about God being a queer woman. And I understand their desire to have Bernie Sanders come and free them because they made stupid-ass decisions in their life. I get that. I understand what they want. But I don't want to pay for it. I didn't make stupid decisions in my life. What about the people whose parents sacrificed and went into their retirement accounts or their savings accounts or worked an extra job to send their kids to college and so that their kid could graduate with no student loan debt? What about the grandparents who chipped in? What about all those people? They're just out because they didn't rack up student loan debt? What about the people who looked at the high price of college and said, you know what, I'm not going to go. I'm going to start my own business. I'm going to buy a lawnmower and a truck, and I'm going to start cutting lawns. And now that guy's working his ass off, and he's got a few crews going. He's making 50, 60 grand a year. But he had some really lean times while he was paying off that first mower, while he was paying off that first work truck. And what's that guy get from Bernie?
Nothing.
Wrong. Nothing. A massive student debt jubilee that'll be financed with a tax on Wall Street, a 0.5% tax on stock trades. That's the dumbest thing I've ever heard. A 0.1% tax on bond trades and a 0.005% tax on derivatives trades. This is a bad idea all the way around, from the tax to the. It's a moral hazard.
Mm-hmm.
The moral, you know, the moral hazard when people self-select themselves into bad situations.
Mm-hmm.
That's what this is, a moral hazard. It's a moral hazard. Bernie's creating a moral hazard. People who made good decisions are being punished to give people money who made bad decisions.
Mm-hmm.
It's a bad decision to go to undergrad and get a gender studies degree and rack up $200,000 in debt. It's a bad decision.
Mm-hmm.
It's a bad decision to go into something that you can't afford and that you don't know that you'll be able to afford. You got people going into paying $100,000 to come out to be teachers. They have $100,000 in debt to go be a teacher.
Yeah, it's not that bright.
That's a dumb idea. I don't want that person teaching my kid.
Right.
I don't want them teaching them anything. I don't want them teaching them not to cross the street, to put on a seatbelt. That person's too dumb to talk to.
If your industry can't support your student loan, don't go. You know, you want to go be a heart surgeon and take out $250,000 in debt? Well, guess what? A heart surgeon's going to make $500,000 a year right out of school.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe $1 million. So if they want to borrow $250,000 to make $1 million, knock yourself out. You want to borrow $100,000 to make 30?
Not that smart.
No, that's not a good idea. Not a good idea. But Boyne's going to come and take care of you. Boyne's going to come and take care of you.
We're going to tax cat hair.
We'll go take it first from my jacket. Who's this?
JR.
Hey, JR, you're on the air.
Baron, let me ask you something. We just met with a niece yesterday, and we thinking about paying off her student debt for her. And it's $40,000, and it's at 6%. And, you know, we're just looking at just paying it. Is there any negotiating with those folks? I mean, are we just going to pay whatever they say?
How long has she been out of school?
She's been out about maybe 5-6 years.
Are these Stafford loans or are these private loans?
They're through the government, and then the government sells them to somebody.
Yeah. Has she consolidated those loans yet?
Yeah. Yes, they just consolidated like 8 or 10 of them into one.
And 6% is the best deal she got?
Well, that's you know, she didn't know any better, but that, yeah, that's what it is at 6%.
I got mine consolidated at 1.58. But that was 15 years ago.
Yeah, I don't know.
But, I mean, the interest rate environment was actually higher then than it is now. I don't know how that worked. But, you know, I don't know. I'm not going to give you financial advice, tell you what to do. I will say this. I don't think at any time soon Bernie Sanders is going to win the presidency. I don't think any time soon, even if he won the presidency, you're going to get through Congress a plan to pay down $1.6 trillion in student debt that's going to catch up your niece. If you have the means to do it and you love your niece a lot and that's how you want to spend your money, that's your business, I'm not going to tell you to do it or not do it. But don't figure Bernie Sanders into the equation.
I'm not. But who would I go to give me some advice maybe that we could negotiate this thing?
You can't negotiate it. You can't negotiate it.
Okay. Yeah. All right.
That's not going
to
happen. I mean,
you know, at 6%, we'll just have to write a check. We're not going to.
There's no knocking it down.
Okay.
Student loans are especially the government-backed student loans. The Stafford portion, I think you get 18.5 a year or something like that. It's the damnedest thing that's ever been invented. You take somebody who's absolutely not creditworthy, meaning 18-year-old with no job history, and no guarantee that they're going to finish college and get a job. And no guarantee if they do finish college and get a job, they'll still be able to pay it back.
And no criterion for the selection, as in, like, you don't have to meet with a debt counselor or have them say, have you considered what you can get with this job, whether it's in, with this degree, whether it's in journalism, engineering, or, the gender studies thing is an easy thing to, it's an easy talking point. But it's actually it's
worse.
It's more well, but it's more people like that go to be a teacher or whatever and haven't considered that. Oh yeah, I'm gonna have to pay this back for the rest of my life. Or people that go to school because they think it's the right thing to do, but don't have a clue what to do once they get a degree. It's my big thing about just that they're it's true. There needs to be more career counseling.
Yeah.
That's
what I would say.
We can tell. They're a young family. Yeah. They both got college degrees. He went through the VA.
Let me ask you a question.
He got his.
Let me ask you a question. These are honest questions, and I'm not trying to talk you into it or out of it, but I do want to know a few things. Do you have children?
No.
Is your retirement fully funded?
Absolutely.